Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome again to Bible Issues. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways." And the well-known Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." The steps of a good man are ordered by God, because he will direct your paths. A few years ago, my wife applied for a job in a company called Petrotrin, and those of you in Trinidad know that that company has been in the news recently for not good things. But a few years ago, my wife applied for a position there, and based on word from top-ranking people in the company, she was a shoo-in for that position. She was more qualified than anybody else who applied for the position, and that job was supposed to be for her. It was almost a guarantee. And we know that there are many people in the company who wanted her to be there, to be in that position. And that position came with a number of perks. One, the salary would be more than double what she was presently getting. Two, she would be only a 15-minute drive away from home, as opposed to 1 hour or 2 hours depending on the traffic. There would be so many benefits to us as a family that we were looking forward to in that job. We were counting on it. We were thanking God for His favor and trusting God that that would work out, because if that job had worked out, it would have given us the flexibility and the freedom to do a lot of the things that we were really dreaming of, things that we really were planning to do in our life. As it turned out, there was one particular top manager in that company who did not like the idea of my wife working there. So that person did whatever they could do to block it and to frustrate the process. And eventually, they hired somebody else in that position, and my wife didn't get the job. And that came as a real shock to us, because we were so counting on that job. We were so sure she was going to get that job. We were so sure that God was going to open that door. And when that didn't work out, there were so many doubts in our mind. You know, like, how could God allow this to happen? There's a scripture in Psalm 41 that says, "This is how I know that you favor me, Lord, because my enemies do not triumph over me." And we quoted that scripture for God, and we're telling God, how could you allow our enemies to triumph over us? These people are sitting in their high positions, they're making these judgments that are affecting our life, and you're just allowing it, Lord. You are God of the universe. How are you allowing some manager in Petrotrin to dictate terms? Aren't you God? And we question God, we cried out to God, and you know how it goes. Whenever things don't go your way, it comes as a real shock. And that hit us really hard, I wouldn't lie. That hit us really hard, because we were really counting on that job as a major step in our life. So unfortunately, that did not work out. But we prayed to God, and we said, "God, we don't always understand you. And if I were God, I would do so many things differently. But Lord, we trust in you. We don't understand your ways, but we trust you. And we pray that one day you will help us to understand why you chose to close that door. Why? For something that was so important to us. where we had all the favor with everybody else, why you chose to close that door? Because we know, God, that if you had opened that door, nothing could stop it. We know that whatever doors you open, no man could close. And not even a manager in Petrotrin. Nobody. We don't care who they are. Not the Prime Minister, not the President of the United States. You are God of the universe. And if you open a door, there is no man who could close it. But we also know that if you close a door, there is no man on earth who could open it. And we don't understand why you closed that door, but we trusted you. We trust you. We just pray that one day you will help us to understand why. Why it is you closed that door. Maybe in this life, maybe in the next life, but I pray that you will help us to understand why. But we trust you. We will continue to serve you. We have nowhere to go. Just like the words of Peter when Jesus asked him, "Will you leave me too?" Peter said, "Where else could we go, Lord? You alone have the words of eternal life." We feel like Jeremiah, where sometimes we want to backslide. We want to just walk out on God. But the word of God just shoots up in our bones like fire. And we can't go because we are tied. All the bridges behind us are burnt. Lord, we have nowhere to go. We will serve you for the rest of our life, whether you bless us or you curse us. But just please help us to understand why you didn't open that door for something that was so important to us. And as you know, a couple of months ago, our government announced that they were planning to shut down Petrotrin. Right now they're trying to fight it, but it seems inevitable. The company has been making a loss for the past few years, and it costs more money to keep that company running than any good it does. So the government has decided to shut it down completely, not to reduce operations, to close it down, which means every single worker goes home. Everybody gets fired. Some people will get good packages, some people will not. Everybody goes home. And this was about 4 years ago we applied for this job, which means my wife would have been employed there for 4 years, and she might have got a severance package of about 3 or 4 months salary, based on our calculations. If she had gotten that job 4 years ago, today she would be on the brink of unemployment. And we know how politics go in this country. Most likely, after they shut down Petrotrin, they will hire back their friends and their political colleagues. And I know for sure my wife was not going to be on that list. So she would have been on the list to be sent home, but she would not have been on the list to be rehired. And it took God 4 years to open our eyes to see what would have really happened. If she had gotten that job that we prayed so hard for, that we wanted so badly, today she would have been unemployed. And I thank God for his wisdom. I thank God for his sovereignty. And I thank God that he reserves the right to say no to our prayers if he knows it's not in our best interest. I thank God that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and that he will direct our paths. I thank God that his wisdom is greater than our right to get our prayers answered. We also found out that the person who was hired in place of my wife, who got the job that she was hoping for, that person had such a tormenting experience in that job. He was tormented by his superiors day and night, that after a few months he just left and he couldn't handle the stress anymore. And I thank God, you know, that God closed that door. I thank God that he is greater than any manager at Petrotrin. He is greater than any politician. And whatever doors he opens, no man could close. Whatever doors he closes, no man could open. He holds the keys of David, and he is God Almighty, the sovereign King of kings and Lord of lords. Many times in life, we pray for things, we want things, we are so sure that we know what is best for us. But we don't know the future. God knows the future just like he knows the past. We don't even know 1 minute into the future. If you could ask anybody who ever got killed in a car accident, ask them, what were your plans for the next minute of your life? And they would tell you, well, I would go to work or I would reach home from work. But they never lasted that 1 minute. They couldn't even predict 1 minute into their future because it took less than that to take their life. You ask anybody who was ever shot, if you could ask anybody who was ever killed by a bullet, what would they do in the next 1 second of their life? They couldn't even answer that question because they did not live another second. We don't know the future because there are too many uncertainties in life. And if we have to plan our own paths and direct our own steps, we will be completely lost. Many times in life, things will not go your way. There's a movement that says anything you want, just confess it and declare it and decree it, and they will keep coming up with new formulas to get your prayers answered. But let me tell you this. Sometimes the best thing God could ever do for you is not answer your prayer, because you simply do not know what is best. You were in a relationship that didn't work out and you can't understand why. Why God didn't allow that relationship to work out. You were hoping to get married to somebody and it didn't work out and you can't understand why. You don't know what God protected you from. Just pray to God and say, God, I trust you, but I pray that one day you will help me to understand why you closed that particular door. And there are many other small areas, like you're having a bad day, things are not working out, you're driving and there's only traffic everywhere. And our tendency is to get frustrated. Our stress level goes up, our blood pressure goes up. But take a step back and think, maybe God is protecting you from something that you don't know about. Maybe there's something up ahead, and maybe you will never know what it is. But trust that God is in control, and that whenever there are things that you can't control, just leave it up to God and allow Him to do whatever He wants to do. Now, at the same time, we are responsible for decisions we make. We can't make the sovereignty of God an excuse for laziness. We have to do whatever we could do. But there reaches a point where things are beyond our control. And for those things that are beyond our control, we trust God. We trust in God's sovereignty. We trust that our steps are ordered by God. We trust that He will direct our paths because we acknowledge Him in all our ways and we trust Him. Pray, seek God, cry out to God with all your heart, and make your request known to God. The Bible says that. But at the same time, acknowledge that God is sovereign and give Him the right to answer your prayer, yes or no, according to His will, according to what He knows is best. God knows the future and trust in Him. If you want to learn a lot more about the sovereignty of the big God that we serve, feel free to check out our book, Small Devil, Big God, available in bookstores in Trinidad, in Muhammad's bookstores, Charon's bookstores, as well as Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. It's called Small Devil, Big God by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady. If you don't see it on the shelves, just ask for it by name, Small Devil, Big God, and you will recognize it by the picture of the lion on the front cover representing the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the big God that we serve. God bless you, and we will see you all next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.